Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman
in association with AIR
on News Talk.
Now, of course, it is Halloween, and while that does bring a lot of joy with the costumes, if you like them, the trick-or-treating, everything else, bobbing for apples, there are also risks to it that you will see around fireworks, bonfires, and all the rest of it. And I'm joined now by Brendan Flynn. He's a paramedic for 30 years, and he's chairperson of the National Ambulance Service Representative Association. Brendan, good morning. Look, I suppose you might just run us through, this is obviously probably one of your busiest times of year between bonfires and fireworks, is it?
It certainly would be, as they New Year's Eve, Halloween. Those are days where there's obviously a particular demand on our service, and particularly on nights like tonight, along with our normal call volume, we'd expect to see an increase in burn and blast injuries. And further to that, we're concerned about provision of service, particularly in rural areas, and concerned about the welfare and safety of our members. We're reliant in this regard on the experience of our older staff to bring through our younger members on what can be a very traumatic evening. The value of experience on nights like this can't be overvalued or overestimated. Something that the ambulance service seem to have abandoned. We think they have embarked on a policy of replacement over retention, and we're calling on the National Ambulance Service to provide enhanced service by whatever means necessary tonight, particularly in rural areas, and to provide SISM contact details at the start of every shift this evening for our members.
Yeah, and look, I suppose there will be people around the country who are planning bonfires or fireworks, and as much as you might appeal to them, or the fireworks might be illegal, that is still going to happen. So if there are people who are doing that tonight, what can you say to them about how to make sure it is done safely and that they don't need paramedic or ambulance services?
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Well, we're dependent on the public applying reasonable foresight with the benefit of hindsight, you know, based on their past experiences around Halloween and the obvious dangers associated with that. And we would be grateful if they would exercise that experience tonight. And likewise, we're happy that we do have experienced staff that will bring our new staff safely through tonight. And it's the experience and knowledge of those long-serving staff that will pass on that experience to our younger staff that will inevitably enhance the service provided by the National Ambulance Service to the public. I mean, obviously, we would advise people to keep their distance at bonfires. Obviously, the costumes being worn by some people are highly flammable, so they should obviously, if it's too warm near the fire, they need obviously to step back. And obviously, drivers out and about this evening need to be careful. Many people are going to be dressed in dark clothing. There's going to be a lot of young people about. Obviously, there'll be people will engage in drinking some alcohol. And obviously, you know, there are dangers. So I'd urge drivers to slow down, particularly in the hours when children and that would be out trick-or-treating.
Yeah. You've spent obviously a long time as a paramedic. What are some of the injuries, to hammer home that risk to people, that you have seen on a common basis on nights like this?
Well, obviously the risk, like there's a lot of fireworks, obviously will have been made available, even though they can't be published or purchased legally. And some of these can explode prematurely. And we've over the years seen significant hand and other injuries to other bodily areas where fireworks, people believe maybe they've fully exploded, only to go up close to them for the explosion to happen a little bit later than they expected. So those are some of the injuries that we would expect. Obviously, you know, if people are attending fireworks displays, ideally they would be managed by competent people. and if they're attending bonfires with their children or others, that they keep a respectful distance. Fires, if they're too large, obviously can collapse, or, you know, as I say, burns where flammable material can easily catch fire.
Yeah. And obviously some of the other risks maybe people might not think of, the smoke, obviously inhalation from them, but also animals who sometimes crawl inside those bonfires for shelter before they're lit.
Obviously another danger. And obviously, you know, we would urge people with animals, obviously, to keep them indoors and protect them as much as they can. Like, there have been attacks on animals in years past. Hopefully everything will pass off peacefully for everybody this evening. But certainly to be mindful of the dangers. I think people know from past experience what those dangers are, and just, again, to be mindful of them.
That's it. And to stay safe there out this evening. Brendan Flynn, paramedic for 30 years. He's the chairperson of the National Ambulance Service Representative Association. Thanks for joining us on News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.